Obviously, will patching hold up with a minor thigh issue in the warm-up? He won't be available this weekend, but it won't be too long at all. Patrick will be touch and go for the weekend. We haven't ruled him in or out yet, so we'll see how the week develops. But again, we need to think of the bigger picture too, but he's going well at the minute. Outside of that, it's more or less the same as what we've had in previous fixtures.
Touching on a wee bit of good news for the team, you know, with Kieran Harkin getting back and doing a bit of football at the weekend. What's your thoughts on that?
Delighted for him. It's been 2 years of hell, but you wouldn't think that because of the way he comes in every day. He's very much the centre of our dressing room. He's the players love him, the staff love him. He comes in every day with a smile on his face. He's so important. He represents the values of this club and he's got a real deep connection with the club, and it's really important to have them players around, and you can see him getting sharper week by week, and hopefully with a few more practice games under his belt, he'll be ready to go.
Good start to the season, both teams. Kennedy unbeaten again. Waterford came a surprise package, but invested. How do you feel about them coming here? Do you think they'll maybe come up and maybe a game plan, maybe they defend?
I wouldn't disrespect them and say they'll come here and defend, because and you say a surprise package, it's not a surprise to me. Attacking players that they have, players right throughout the team who are really good players, so they're a real threat, pacing forward areas, and they're scoring goals, and they beat Pats quite comfortably at the weekend, which tells you all you need to know about them. It's a lazy view at times when promoted teams come up, that people automatically think they've just been promoted, they're going to be fighting for their... It's not the case. The two clubs that have come up this year, we've seen already. Value they'll bring to the league, they'll be a match for anyone on their day. So you look at the front three of Asamoah, Parsons and Ammon, they've been a real, real handful, and we'll have to be prepared for that.
In case of hoping to get the Brandwell back on the Fortress, Rory, the way it was, as they say.
Someone told me the other day that in our last 18, we've at home we've won 13 and drew 5, so we're not doing too bad here. Contrary to reports, so that could change as well. But we want to make this really, really difficult place to come to. And I think we've done that in recent times. Granted, first half of last season, I agree, it wasn't the Fortress. We were too easily beaten here, but as I said, and I've said it numerous times from the summer onwards, it's been the opposite.